Welcome to another one of my podcasts, and today I'm going to follow up on a piece that I wrote on LinkedIn towards the end of June, where I debated the importance of kind of how social is your CRM platform. And I'm noticing a real shift in the market the last month or so, couple of months even, around how organizations are perceiving social or social media, and actually how critical it is and needs to be part of any kind of go-to-market strategy. But, you know, more importantly, I think that CRM is having a renaissance, because historically CRM has always been the bane of every organization's life. It is the lifeblood. You need CRM. It is a client relationship management tool. That's what it's designed for, is to help you maintain and manage the relationships with the organizations you're working with, to understand, you know, what is the internal ecosystem that we have with them, and who's talking to them, when are we talking to them, and just tracking the overall relationship. Is it healthy, is it unhealthy, and so on and so forth. And with this renaissance, you know, social is now becoming, you know, front and center to all of this. We cannot ignore it. Over half the world population has now got access to the internet. You know, 5 billion have got a smartphone. 9 out of 10 pieces of content are now consumed on mobile. You know, we live our lives online. You know, there needs to be debate, but not for this this podcast, as to how healthy that is for us. And just in terms of the 9 out of 10 pieces of content consumed on mobile, I saw today, in fact, that Google is now going to prioritize mobile-enabled content. So if your website is not designed, or any of your content, for that matter, you know, from a marketing perspective, is not primarily designed for mobile, then Google is going to start penalizing you in your search rankings. So you will start to fall behind those organizations that have got mobile enabled content, whatever that might you know, might be. And, you know, if we look at some of the numbers, you know, 2 billion unique monthly Facebook users, Instagram has now got a billion unique members. It's been described as the life raft of Facebook. You know, Zuckerberg paid I think it was $1 million for it, or $10 million for it, and now it's worth 100 billion. It's crazy. And back then, you know, people were questioning what he had done and why he had done it. WeChat, the Chinese version of Facebook, has got you know, a billion users, and LinkedIn has got 562 million members and growing. You know, this is your CRM system. That is certainly your marketing database. That is for sure, and that cannot be ignored. And if your marketing team or your CMO or marketing director are not considering this play as where your marketing strategy is, then I would suggest that you have a strong conversation with them. And, you know, if we just look at LinkedIn primarily from the CRM side of things, because yes, it is probably the best, not probably, it is the best B2B platform at the moment. You know, it's the reason that Microsoft paid $26 billion for it. On paper, it was worth three, because it's the most up-to-date CRM system. And this has to be at least the first. If it's the only social platform you're going to look at, then LinkedIn has to be the one from a B2B perspective. The problem is that CRM is always, as I said, has a bad rap. You know, CRM doesn't work, it's never up to date, I can't get useful data or management information, you know, MI, out of it. And I used to be one of those people. You know, I'm a salesperson through and through. I used to be, in my recruitment days, you know, hated the system. You know, necessary evil, you had to use it. You know, you took as many shortcuts as possible to put the least amount of information into the platform. And I think there are many reasons for this. It's, you know, it's typically, it's historically been led by IT. It's been seen as it's technology, therefore it must be an IT project, which is in this day and age with cloud, of course IT need to be involved, but maybe not as involved as previously. Certainly from, you know, the behind the scenes and the mechanics and you know, making the changes. But ultimately, you know, sales and marketing historically, certainly in the organizations I've ever always worked at, never consulted in the workflows. What would be helpful? How do you actually, you know, log your sales process? What is right for you? You know, the focus was always on the data in, not really the data out, or overcomplication and bespoking to suit everybody's needs internally. And then the system just fell over or wasn't used because it was just too clunky. But I think the biggest challenge around all of this, and this is actually goes, you know, for anything in life, but certainly around technology, was the why. Never ever was there ever communication or training as to why CRM is critical for a B2B business, why it is critical that we need this information and this data to build the foundation of our sales and marketing strategy. We need the data to understand, to learn, to iterate, and to improve on. And because this why was never articulated, or if it was articulated, it was articulated very badly. That's why the data has been so poor, because why do I have to do this? I'm going to do the least I need to just to keep management off my back. This is just a necessary evil. You know, that was in the 20th century. You know, we are now in the 21st century, the fourth industrial revolution, if you will. The exponential growth in technology, the rise of machines, whatever you want to call it, it's here and it's moving quick. And CRM today now has to be supercharged with all sorts of data, if you choose to do so. You know, this doesn't just magically happen. You've got to understand your client base and they've got to understand your market. So yes, you have your basic account and contact data, but you can start to feed it with external data to validate this in real time. You know, if you look at what Node.io are doing, particularly for Salesforce customers in the technology space, you know, they're getting to the point where they're now predicting the market for you. It's, you know, this isn't, you know, fantasy or, you know, sci-fi stuff. You know, if you look at Node.io, they are now able to predict which markets you should be actually selling into. You've got your marketing automation platform, such as Concept. You know, they'll give you insight into your client behavior before they become a lead or an opportunity. So you can start to move into the world of predictive, you know, analytics, start to get ahead of the game again, start to understand what your client's intent is before you send that email, before you pick up the phone, before you create a piece of outbound. You got the likes of Vin, who are building video into CRM to make it as easy as possible, certainly for field sales reps. Out and about, just talk to your phone, 30 seconds, update on the meeting. It puts it into CRM, but then it also does speech to text recognition so you can fill out the notes. Gong.io will listen to your meetings to help you spot patterns of data. So your high-performing salespeople, what are they saying or what are they not saying in their meetings? What can you learn from that? What are the, you know, what are the themes to help you win the big deals? Social listening. And social listening, I think, has now got to be critical in terms of any marketing strategy. Look at what Microsoft is doing with its Microsoft Social Engagement platform. You know, it sits within Dynamics 365. It's part of the sale price. You don't have to pay extra for it. And you know, this to me is a real game changer in terms of how CRM is now being positioned, because not only is it a sales tool, it's very much the front and center of a marketing tool, because this is now starting to help you prove the ROI of social indefinitely. That tweet led to that phone call, led to that opportunity, that pitch, that win, or that blog post, or that Instagram post, or that YouTube video, because it can track and listen to all of this. And you layer all this together with your actual data and insight that you have on the day-to-day relationships, and all of a sudden you have a hugely, hugely powerful sales tool. But this all comes back to the why. You need to get your sales team and your marketing to understand why this is important, why they need to be doing this, why they need to be thinking differently. And only last week or a couple of weeks ago, I think, there's a business called Tact.ai that raised $27 million to continue to building voice into CRM. And that was from Salesforce, Microsoft, Amazon, and Comcast. You know, so Amazon is now starting to make a play through voice, understandably, Alexa, into the CRM system, into the CRM sphere. You know, this is probably the next big market for them. You know, CRM is a big market. And I think organizations that start to understand this, how important it is today, and actually how much data there is available for you to make far more informed sales and marketing related decisions. Those that get this right will start to really reap the benefits. If you then start to throw AI at all this data, and AI is only as good as the data that you give it. So you give bad AI bad data in, you're gonna get bad data right. You know, it's not the AI's fault. AI is ultimately just a software program, it's just technology. You know, we can move into the world of predictive or even prescriptive analytics, which is described as this is beyond where most marketers are today. And this kind of analytics tells you not only what's likely to happen, but what you should then do to capitalize on what is likely to happen. So it's described as being a bit like an autonomous driving car that not only predicts your arrival time, but also drives you to your destination. So imagine that you're helping getting the predictions of what is likely to happen, but then you're getting software to tell you what you should do and how you should react. And I said, that's, you know, Node.io is in a place going to that. You know, Microsoft building in LinkedIn data through Sales Navigator into Dynamics 365, layered with its social listening technology, layered with its predictive analytics tech, which I've seen some webinars on. It's going some pretty crazy but pretty cool places. Being able to forecast where your relationship is starting to wane versus those that aren't, and then what you need to do behind that. So, you know, CRM now has the opportunity to be, you know, the heartbeat of your live internal ecosystem, but also the social external ecosystem. You know, it can be a living, breathing thing with live, up-to-date, real-time data. And the organizations that start to understand this and have started to move their CRM play towards this will reap the rewards. They absolutely will. There is no two ways about it. However, I come back to this, and I come back to this with everything that we do, and our kind of mantra is the why. You have to seriously sit down and work with your sales teams, your marketing teams, or whatever team it is, and actually understand the why. Why are we doing this? Why is it important I have that data? The way you currently run your current CRM, is it actually, are you asking it the right questions today? And I'd argue probably not, if it's still based on what you were doing 10, 15, 20 years ago. So maybe it's time for a refresh. Maybe it's time just to, you know, rip up the rule book, start again. If you could start your CRM journey all over again, what would it look like? What sort of data would be useful in terms of output? Forget about the input for the moment. Think about what would be useful in terms of helping me start to predict better, more effectively, when pitches are going to happen, when proposals are going to happen. Where can I get the intent data from? Where are they on social? Who are they connected to? How are they connected? What marketing material are they consuming? Think that end of the scale, or the funnel, if you will. Then if you've got a client listening program and you do actually go and talk to your clients, why do we win? Why do we lose? How are you buying? What can we do better? What are the competition doing? You know, what do you consume? What would be useful? You then start to work that backwards through the workflow to understand what the inputs need to be at the front end within CRM. And it may actually be that it's not actually inputted from CRM. Maybe if you've got Sales Navigator, it's a sync with Sales Nav into CRM, and then you're taking data from there. It's, you know, is it a sync from your marketing automation system, from your social listening platforms? You know, if you take the Microsoft social engagement play, which then starts to build out that overall client experience and that overall client journey. But it will also give your sales teams a far better understanding of where your clients are in their buying journey. And it could well be that you start to get some interesting results from this, that you think you should be marketing to this organization or that organization, or selling to that organization, or whatever words you want to use. But based on the data that you're finding, and the data you're getting in terms of feedback from, you know, website visits, profile views on LinkedIn, what you can listen to on social, actually you should be talking to some organizations over there in a market that you weren't aware of, because they've started to do their research on you. They've started to you know, want to understand more on you. You start to build this out. You then build in a social selling, modern selling, digital selling culture, whatever it is. I absolutely guarantee that your win rates will start to go out. Your cost of sale will start to go down. Your profitability will go up. You'll start winning better, more effective, more profitable clients. You'll have happier sales team, happier marketing team. You'll be able to start to prove ROI more effectively. And you learn from that, you iterate, and the improvement itself will start to potentially become exponential. So, you know, in terms of summary for this this podcast, the simple thing is if you're not looking at your CRM strategy, then look at it, go back to it, have a look at it. And I'm not saying rip out the CRM and get a new one, because yeah, sometimes that's just not feasible. You have to work with what you've got. But maybe strip some stuff out, maybe simplify things. As I said, you know, get into a room, just get with a whiteboard and just work backwards. What would good look like for us? What does a good deal look like? What do I actually need? what marketing information can we get today? What website analytics can I actually get today? How can I pull this into the whole client experience that's going to get us a better sale and a better deal? You know, Gartner Corporate Executive Board, you know, refers to this as the power of prescription. Make it, in simple terms, make it as easy as possible for your clients to buy from you. And then it is highly likely that you're going to get a better value, higher value, higher value deal on that. And the great thing is now we are in a world where there is so much data and insight that there is kind of no excuse in the 21st century for a salesperson or a marketer to say, I don't know, or I think, or I'm not sure, because that's just, in my view, you're being lazy. You're not digging into the detail. You're not out there finding out what's going on, finding out what technology you should be using, listening to your clients. You know, two ears, one mouth. That still holds true in sales today. You've got to go and listen to your clients, but you can listen to them in the digital sense as well as the physical sense. Anyway, that's my my thoughts on why it is so critical to have social as part of your CRM. So A, the data inset. B, you need to answer the why. If you got any questions around this, or you want to, you know, if you want to come on the podcast yourself, maybe have a debate, have a conversation, you know, drop me a line. You can follow me on Twitter at Alexander_Lowe. Find me on LinkedIn, Alexander Lowe, L-O-W. Love to connect with you, continue the conversation. Otherwise, as ever, thank you very much for affording me the time and listening to my thoughts on this particular subject.